Okay, I'd like to call the meeting of the IGA Board at 5:10, August 18th, 2005. Call to order. Roll. Tim first.
Present.
Joyce Howard.
Here.
Tim Laird.
Here.
Gary Martin. Don't believe he's here. Jim Maxwell.
Here.
Bob Newman.
Here.
Katja Sabin.
I'm here.
Anyone else?
You need to introduce yourself on the tape.
And David Davis, up here. Okay, first thing is approval of the minutes. Hopefully everyone's seen them online. I'd like to approve them by unanimous consent. Any comment first?
Dave? First, do we need to approve the agenda?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, is that what I said? Or did I
say
I meant agenda. I'd like to approve the agenda. Has everyone had a chance to look at it, and does anyone have any comments, additions, or anything else? Okay, in that case, I'd like to approve them by unanimous consent. Is that acceptable?
Yes.
Hearing no objection, agenda approved. Now we move on to minutes. We'll take the June 22nd minutes first. Has everyone had a chance to look those over?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
In that case, anyone have any comments they wish to make on them? In that case, I'd like to approve them by unanimous consent as well. Any opposed? Minutes approved. Same for July 20th, meeting at the festival. Any comments? Case, I'd like to approve them by unanimous consent. Any opposition? Minutes approved. Okay, on to item 5, reports. And I'll lead off with the IGA website. We're up and running. A little rocky at times, but on the whole, I'm actually very enthusiastic about it. It's going better than I expected. The forum software is causing me some problems. Kim, you pointed out a problem on the board forum, and I was having the same thing, too, and I've seen a few other bugs in weird places.
Mm-hmm.
There is an update to that available, and I'll probably be updating that here fairly soon.
Okay.
Other than that, things are going fairly well with it. Questions, comments?
The one question that keeps coming up, and I don't think anybody has addressed it on the forum, is will there be a link to the previous forum?
I did address it once or twice. Yes, we'll move all those posts across, and so there'll be we'll have an archive of all the old posts. Whether we'll link to the old forum, no. And on a purely technical level, we're paying, I don't know what it is, $20, $30 a month to have that site as well as our other site. It's just that it's an expense we don't need. But all the data will be preserved. Basically, we won't take it down until all the data is crossed. Does that make sense?
Yes. Is that, just from my own curiosity, is that a fairly labor-intensive transfer?
Well, it depends. Some of it is mildly labor-intensive. It's fairly easy to take an old something from the old site and put it onto the new site and make it look good. In other words, put it in the new format. I don't know whether you call it labor-intensive or not labor-intensive. It takes about 5 minutes. Okay. But when you got enough pages, 5 minutes adds up. You know, there's literally hundreds of pages. We obviously aren't going to do them all that way. My guess is the literally thousands of posts to the old forums will probably be archived in a different way. We can transfer them across fairly quick. We then have to check to make sure the linkage works in a way that is acceptable and may have to make some changes. And we'll change those by programmatic approaches. In other words, we'll run a program on them which changes all references of one thing to another, and hopefully.
Okay.
It's mostly being careful to dot your I's and cross your T's, so to speak. I expect it'll take, I don't know, 5 hours for the old posts.
Okay, well, Godspeed.
Okay. Other questions? Jim posted about the ordering and the forums. And I did a response. If people have a chance, take a look at that, because I do think that the structure of the site needs to be reviewed. The odds are of getting it right the first time are very minute, and the odds of getting it right the second and third time aren't a whole lot better. But we can evolve on that. I'll probably be posting more on that. We're fairly close to having being able to list clubs and upcoming festivals and stuff like that. Unfortunately, I find myself being distracted and not having much time to work on it, and that's a project I'm working on. So I'd hope to have it by last weekend. Now I hope to have it by next weekend. Ready to move on?
Sure.
Okay. 2005 Festival Report. I guess I'll give that as well. I jotted down this. I talked to Todd today, and he believed that those numbers, and he had read this and said, yeah, that's a good report. He didn't want to change it. We are cautiously optimistic at this point, as Tim may be able to, well, I don't know if you were there for that or not, but basically, there was a concern that we might get nickeled and dimed in the final report from Davenport. As it is, what we believe is the final convention center costs are actually coming in under budget, so that should help.
Yeah, I was there with Todd on Monday for some of his meetings, and they just had a preliminary accounting billing, and a few of the things, at least the ones I was familiar with the tent, were significantly out of line, but they assured us that were just preliminary figures and everything would be gone over and corrected, although Todd still was concerned about the apparent nickel and diming that had been going on and might go on in greater force in the final tally, but I have not seen the final bill, so don't know how that ended up.
Yeah, I gather Todd hasn't seen the final bill yet either, although he's seen something slightly more final. And the good news is that, like I say, it does appear to be under budget. Sales for shows were low, but a lot of other things we came in under budget, plus we had an $8,000 contingency fee. I asked Todd, I said, well, are things looking good enough that we'll make over $15,000? And he said, he thinks so, but he's not willing to say it. I said, well, then how about over $20,000? He says, no, I don't think it's that good. So that... Now you know everything I know.
Do we have any indication of when the final numbers for the festival are likely to be in?
My guess is it will be probably another month. Generally speaking, some of these things trickle. The final numbers probably won't be in until a year from now. They get progressively more accurate as time goes on, and probably to a point that I would feel comfortable with them in a month. Occasionally, you'll get a correction that somehow has skipped through and we don't find out about until
right.
a full year
and
later.
And are these numbers getting posted or distributed anywhere? In other words, how would I go about finding out?
They haven't been yet, but as soon as we have something, we'll have it. We'll publish it everywhere. I'll probably post it on the forum, on the main forum.
The DVDs are a part of this year's festival budget, and those we won't know the final numbers on for another couple of months.
Yeah, the costs on that are, yeah.
That just happens to remind me that Alan Plotkin has the trailer on his website. Do we want to point people to that?
Oh,
it is an excellent
trailer. We don't
want
to point
trailer.
People to that. Alan asked me to put it on ours.
Okay.
To put it on ours. He doesn't want the bandwidth set.
Okay.
So we need to put a place for that, and we need to copy across some sort of 2005 wrap-up report fairly soon and figure out how much of the old 2000, how much of it we want to save. And I had forgotten. I knew that was something that needed to be done. I totally forgot about it. And part of that is we could literally have that as a video among our galleries. So there's kind of a question of, is that the best place for it, or should it be somewhere else?
It should be okay in the gallery if we just linked it from the store where those DVDs are being sold, plus probably the front page.
Sure, but exactly.
The simple way to do it on the gallery, yeah, and then we can do it as a news item.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would be the simple way because that takes literally no work from me. Anyone can do it. And I like anything that doesn't take work from me, anyone being any board member. Well, I think there's only a couple people who can add galleries. But Joyce or...
Actually, I think I can put it up because I've already captured it from Alan's site. I can probably just throw it up there.
Yeah, it looks good, by the way.
I've forgotten, too.
Yeah,
so many
probably,
details.
Probably put it in prominent placement or something like that. I had suggested it at once to Catherine, who's in charge of the galleries, and then kind of got sidetracked.
So, by the way, Catherine has posted how anyone can contact her in order to get the information needed to upload photos and videos to the galleries.
Speaking of which... need some help on that. Anytime anyone reads rec.juggling and you see that so-and-so has photos that they've taken, especially if they're Davenport photos, we really could go back through the archives and somebody email these people and say, hey, would you mind putting them on ours too? Do you mind if we put them up? We'd like to have them for our long-term archive. Anytime somebody says, hey, I just came up with a new trick, or here's some pictures of this, anytime like that, those are all opportunities to send people to our site. It takes very little work on our side, not that many dollars. We have the bandwidth space to spare so far. And I think it helps position us as somebody who's doing something to help the community. And frankly, it takes a lot of time to respond to those. So. Anyone can do it. It doesn't need to be me. So look for opportunities is, I guess, all I'm asking. Anything else on the 2005 festival? Not hearing anything. We'll move on to 2006 festival site selection. And Katja, can you take that?
Okay. Do you just want me to present Todd's...
Well, let's put it, let's,
recommended.
I didn't know if you had any, well, tell you what, I'll start it and you take over after I go.
Oh, okay.
The site selection, has anyone not read Todd's post about site selection? Okay, in that case, I think that stands for itself. The site selection committee is almost certain on which site they prefer. I don't think there's really any harm in listing it on this recording. I don't want it in the minutes yet because I was requested not to put it in the minutes yet. Basically, it looks like we're heading toward Portland. Things are looking pretty good. Later on, we have a motion that'll probably deal with this a little more in depth, and we can probably discuss it a little more there. But at this point, we appointed a couple weeks ago, I appointed Katja and Bill as festival coordinators pro tem. We'll be addressing that later. Having said that, Katja, is there anything you can tell us about the 2006 festival and or festival site?
I have not seen the site, I'm afraid. I don't know anything about it except from what I've heard from people who live in Portland who have given it a thumbs up. Including the person that we sent there, Eric Begay, seems to think that it'll be an excellent site for us. I'm looking forward to checking it out in person when I go out to Portland
Speaking
next
of which,
month.
Katja did contact me about that, and I said that we would help finance that trip. Fairly normal practice for us.
Sure. All right, for anyone who hasn't heard, there is a plan afoot for several people, at the very least, Katya, Todd, and myself, this is Tim, and probably a few other people, to get a tour of the convention center there on Friday, September 23rd, which is the first day of the Portland Regional Juggling Festival, when a number of us will be in Portland anyway.
Okay. Does anyone else have anything they want to add about 2006 Festival Site at this time?
I just have one comment, and I'll probably post it because I don't want it in the minutes or anything.
Uh-huh.
The site selection committee is, you know, I'm not sure who's all on it, but it has been pretty much relegated to a non-issue. So I'm a little concerned about that with 2007. And I'm not sure that's even an issue, because if somebody does a lot of work, that's okay. But I can see where, in some ways, our committees may have some problems.
That's an important issue, and I would like to talk about that a little. But anyone else first? And when I say first, I don't mean Tim.
Okay, I'll go first. You know, I volunteered to be on the committee, and I've heard nothing from Todd. You know, I mean, I don't mind going to Portland. Doesn't bother me at all, and I'm glad he did the work. But I just wish there was a little more sharing information. I think Sandy's very involved. It's sort of like 2007. I'm really looking at 2007, and I'm not sure if just one person is going to do all this and then just tell us, the committee, that this is what's the greatest place. It may be the best way to go, but I'm not sure it is. I'm not faulting the system we have now, but it's not a committee by any means.
Okay.
It's Todd deciding where we go.
Right.
And in 2007, it sounds like Sandy's going to Rochester. I haven't heard anybody else, so I think we're going to go with Sandy's deal. So, I mean, I just can see some concerns coming up with me, at least.
Okay.
And not that, you know, like I say, it may be the best option, but I just wanted everybody to know that this is not a committee decision by any means. The first time I saw it, and I've been on the committee since it began, you know, and I've never been informed, never, you know, I don't get emails about it or anything. So, I mean, you know, it's okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't mind if it's a good deal, but I just, I kind of think in the general volunteer thing, we have to watch about this, because it's like, you know, one man is one person has taken the ball and run with it, and it's cool if it works out. But I mean, it's not a committee.
Well, the problem I see with one or only two people deciding is the fact that if you have five or six people looking at a site, they're going to look at different aspects of that site. We all come from different walks of life. We all have different needs when we go to a convention site, and everyone's going to look at a site a little bit differently. You know, we've gone to places before where there are plenty of pubs around to eat, but not necessarily a lot of inexpensive places to eat. You know, we've been to places where you have a little bit of a walk, and some of the older members can't walk that far. So I think the more people you have involved with the site selection, the better, because you're getting different points of view.
Well, and even a bigger point of view is it, the one person who kind of, and I'm not sure, you know, if just somebody's assertive enough to take kind of a leadership role, mm-hmm. Generally focuses on one area or mm-hmm. one part of the country, it's a little hard, because, as I say, once again, our volunteer committee positions are kind of innocuous. You know, I'm not sure what we're supposed to be doing, but I know with 2007, several cities, at least I'm led to believe, have expressed an interest. And, you know, I know Rochester seems to be where Sandy's running, but I'm not sure. You know, should we be looking at other places? Is there a committee? Is Todd in that committee? I'm very unclear about all this.
Dave, this is Katja. Can I say something?
Yeah. Just on point of order there, Katja, this is a small enough gathering. Anytime you feel the need to speak up, just do so.
Okay, I'm. One thing, just as a point of mechanics. When somebody speaks, it's good just to say your name right at the beginning when you speak so that your name can be identified on tape later on if it needs to be listened to. As far as the 2006 site selection, Bob, I'm sorry. I did not know you were on the committee.
And I know. I guess that's part of the problem.
I just want you to know that it wasn't Todd doing this all by himself.
Oh,
he definitely was
communicating
with other people, and there was also a sense of pressure because we were trying to get a decision before this festival. But you're right. There isn't a list of committees. There isn't a list of who's serving on the committees, and that might be something to add to the website.
I mean, absolutely.
Yeah.
This is bad. Absolutely. I mean, and I agree with you. And I mean, I have no problem, you know, with going to Portland. I think it's the best bet. But I'm just saying, you know, I mean, for an outsider, we're asking to serve on some committees, and I can see, well, you know, I was just left totally in the dark about this.
I'm very sorry about that.
Oh, I know, and it's no, you know, like I say, it's no big deal. But I just thought, you know, we really have to watch what we're doing.
That's not a nice way to treat a volunteer. And I personally, from my point of view, I apologize for not being aware of that we even had a committee.
This is Tim. It does point up a problem that we do have, which is lack of information about committees. And I think it's an excellent idea to list all committees on the website and, you know, what the committee is, what it should be, you know, what its mission is, who the chairman of the committee is, and who the members of the committee are, including their contact information. That way, anyone who has input into a specific thing for which there is a committee can hopefully give that input to the committee rather than to the board, or in addition to the board, but also that way anyone who is on a committee who doesn't see their name there can say, excuse me, but I'm also on that committee. And you know, this also goes for example, the awards committee. There was confusion about who the awards committee was, and indeed some people didn't realize that there was an awards committee. So I think it is the board's responsibility, since committees serve at the request and pleasure of the board, so to speak, that the board make sure that that the board do some oversight of the committees, at least to the point of making it clear who and what they are.
And to that point, this is Dave, to that point, I do think that there's an opportunity. I think that this has been a large problem. It's not been a new problem. It's existed for years. It may exist for years more, but I think there's an opportunity to change things significantly through the new website and through the idea that each committee has their own forum, hopefully a public forum, where they can post and do things right out in the open. Occasionally, there may be sensitive stuff, but if people are clever about it, you can even say sensitive stuff out in the open. The advantage of that is it totally gets rid of this problem of, oh, I wasn't informed. It further makes it so that for the most part, the committee can consist of basically whoever it is that bothers to repeatedly go to that forum and be active on that forum.
This is Tim, and I agree with some of that, but I disagree with some of that. I think that that the actual members of a committee should be known to and
accountable.
And traditionally, committees are appointed by the board to serve at the request of the board. That's not to say that anyone who wants to be on a committee shouldn't offer to be on the committee. And I also think that having committees conduct a lot of their business on an open forum is a great idea, but I still would like, if I'm going to be taking the recommendation of a committee as a board member, I would like it to be the recommendation of a specific group of people rather than anyone who has given sometimes random input.
Agreed. Somebody, was it Jim there that said accountable?
Yes.
Yeah, it was kind of faint, but I thought I heard it. Yeah, I think there's obviously a case. I disagree with myself there as far as there has to be somebody accountable. The reason I don't stress that is because that's the part of the equation that I'm not worried about. I'm more worried about getting people to actively post and do things openly. If people do things openly, I think it keeps a strong person. It helps nullify committees being run by one and only one person. At least if they do it, everyone can at least tell that's what's happening. It gives us a lot better feedback.
Jim Maxwell here, and to that point, I was going to say, you know, do we necessarily need to have only one site selection committee? I mean, wouldn't it make sense if one person is going to head up site selection in Portland and another person is kind of taking the ball with site selection in Rochester, and you know, we really need to be looking several years down the road here. I mean, I'm not sure that it wouldn't make sense to at least have a large enough committee to where you could have different people heading up or sort of heading up the endeavors for one particular year.
Okay, I think that's a good point. I also think we'll get to it a little when we talk about one of our motions later on. In order to move forward, what else do people have before we move on?
What is our current topic?
Well, technically, it's 2006 festival site selection, and the and we've expanded it to the degree to say that there's an issue with it. In fact, with the way in which the committee was formed, and the way in which committees in general have been formed and working.
This is Bob. I kind of brought that up. You know, the off-track thing. And I'm satisfied with this, that everybody recognizes this. And I think, you know, the proper place to discuss this would be the forum with us all. So, I mean, I think we can move on if nobody else has an objection.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Hearing no disagreement, we'll move on. Okay. IRS 990 status, I guess I'll speak to that. I did get an email from Martin about an hour ago saying essentially what I wrote down. The 990 is almost ready to file. Going to look at it a little bit more before they file it. It might be filed tonight. I was told that Monday, too, so I don't know what that means. But I do think that it's at least the issues under control. On the downside, it does appear as though we were late. One of the reasons that we're taking a few extra days to file it at this point is to try to make sure that we put our best foot forward in terms of being late, and that's because we're susceptible to a $20 per day late fee, which at this point would be like $2,000. We don't expect that to be applied to us. They have the option of doing it, but I don't think they normally do. But we do want to do what we can to try to avoid that possibility.
Jim Maxwell here with a question. What is the annual due date?
It's 5 months after the end of your calendar year on the 15th, so May 15th for us.
Thank you.
But I do think, this is Bob Newman, I do think this shows up, though, some very, very weak point that we have with our accounting, bookkeeping, whatever, because this stuff just is not going to stand. I mean, we've got to get that. I mean, this is kind of a simple thing to do. I mean, and I know we had a changeover, but, I mean, we really got to be on top of that.
This is Dave again. I don't want to point out fingers, but certainly we all dropped the ball on this a little. In order to try to fix it in future years, I think one of the things which we'll talk about again on that motion later on is coming up with ways to define who does what,
right,
and, as well as have a calendar that everyone can look at that says, hey, this deadline's coming up.
Great.
Anyone else have any questions, comments about the 990? Okay, any other reports? Hearing none, we move on to continuing business. First item of business is one from the June board meeting, an amendment that I proposed. I'm still a big fan of it, but it's caused some controversy on the forum here in the last day. I think we ought to discuss it a little, but Jim has indicated that he's thinking about tabling it, and I would be in favor of that. However, discussion?
I would follow it up with, you know, I'm willing to do a little more research and try and find out, you know, some other models of bylaws that and amendments to bylaws that we can look at and make sure that we're not just totally out of sync with the realm of most nonprofit organizations.
Bob, I'm for that.
This is Dave again. One question which I meant to answer on Gemma's post and forgot to is there a bylaws committee? Seems a quick time, good time as any to discuss that real quickly. Technically speaking, there is a bylaws committee because we formed a bylaws committee and we never unformed it. We passed a motion at our last board meeting saying anyone in office is still in office, which means we still have last year's bylaws committee, which did very little. And I'm not sure that was a bad thing, but nonetheless, it didn't do anything. And that's my own, I was the chair of that committee, so I take responsibility for that. But we do have a committee. I'm not sure we want that committee or the same committee. We may want to form a new committee and finish that one. I actually did set up a forum for this, but I didn't activate it because I didn't think there would be enough interest. May have been wrong.
Well, I would propose that we, I don't know what the proper term is, disband the old one and form a new one. And, I mean, if it takes till the next board meeting and we're going to put in the forum, I would go forward with that. But just my opinion. Bob Newman.
Jim Maxwell, and before we do that, I would be curious to know who is on the previous bylaws committee.
This is Dave. The previous bylaws committee consisted of myself, Robert Puhala, Kathy Kaufman,
Don Lewis.
Don Lewis, and the guy who makes the trophy for People's Choice. Helps run the games for years. Don't remember it.
Russ?
Russ O'Neill, yeah. Yeah, Russ O'Brien, is it? Is that right? Russ
yes.
O'Brien. All those people are good people, and they understand the bylaws fairly well.
And then the point I was getting at there, this is Jim Maxwell, is that perhaps a more prudent way to proceed rather than just disband the committee is ask them if they're interested in continuing to serve and allow them the opportunity to step down.
Right. This is Dave again. Let me speak briefly to that. First of all, I wouldn't be in favor of disbanding it today. I just think that's a little early. I think we may want to disband it at our next meeting, but we should do that in a more clear way if we do it at all. Having said that, most of those members I've talked to, and I talked to them last year, and almost there's only one person who really wants to do major changes to the bylaws, that being Robert Puhala. There are a few other members at large, not on the committee, who occasionally think that we need some major bylaw changes. Most of the members otherwise, Don Lewis, Russ O'Neill, Kathy Kaufman, all those people are of the opinion that our bylaws might need a little minor tweaking, but really there's no major changes that need to be done. And I think I'm in agreement to that position.
Okay, this is Bob, but I mean, two questions I have. Is Robert Puhala still involved? I mean,
I haven't heard from him in literally months.
Right. And number two is, if he is going to be the thing that holds up everything, what are our, you know, we've got to figure out options here.
No.
He's on the committee. And
I'm sorry. I made the wrong impression. This is Dave again.
Okay.
Robert Puhala isn't holding up anything, per se.
Oh, okay.
He was the chair of that committee 2 years ago, and the committee became a very controversial, very fiery place, thanks to a number of factors that I'm not going to bother to go into. Then that's the reason why I stepped in, not because or I was appointed as chair, not because of any other reason other than to just oversee the people who had such strong opinions on things one way or another. All right? I had no particular agenda as chair. At that point, I believe Robert Puhala was upset, felt that it wasn't right that he not be still chair. And really, we haven't heard much from him since that time.
This is Bob and Newman again. I think we have a problem, though, with committees in general, though. I mean, when do they go out of existence? When do they come into existence? I mean, you know,
right.
Somehow a decision has to be made. If nobody's interested in anymore, yet they're still on the committee, and we're locked into them, this, you know, depending on them to make a decision, we've got some major problems. So, I mean, we do have to, at some point, have some criteria to disband a committee and say, look, we're getting nowhere. We're going to try a new one or call it a different name or something because, you know,
This is the organizational problem that we were speaking to earlier,
right.
Again.
Puhala, you know, has, I mean, thrown up, I assume, roadblocks. I mean, I'm not firsthand here.
Not really true.
But I mean, he is slowing things down, I think. So I don't know. I mean, at least that's my impression. That may be not true.
I think that's an improper impression. Robert Puhala is, if anything, the one speeding it up. Pretty much everyone else doesn't feel there's a huge need to change anything. So, you know, if anyone's slowing it down, it's those people.
Well, but I mean, in which direction does change go? I mean,
well,
that becomes the interesting thing.
Yes.
Yeah. So I mean, there has to be a venue to be able to change committees. I mean, it's like if the 2006 committee says, or 2007 committee for searching for the fest site says, no, we want it out of the country, and you go, no, it's just not happening. You know, we got to disband you guys. You know, I mean, worst case scenario. But I mean, there has to be some way to do it and get things done. I mean, I'm not sure what, you know, Fuala's, you know, if he's still interested or not. But I mean, we have to come to somebody's got to contact him and say, are you still interested? Let's get going on this thing. You know.
Okay. Anyone else on bylaws other than Bob and I?
Well, I was just going to add that this is Jim Maxwell, and in fact, there is a mechanism on appointing and removing committees, and I do believe that that's located in the bylaws. I haven't actually looked at our bylaws in about a year, but that's normally where that resides.
To speak to that, there are very concrete rules on how a committee. There's two different types of committees you can do. There's a standing committee and I forget the other name. Basically, one of them, once you form, it stays in existence forever until it's unformed. And the other type of committee has a set duration, and it dissolves at that time. Depending on how you read what we did, various committees fall in one rule or the other. But we are in desperate need of cleaning that up, and the rules are clear on how to do it. I don't want to go into details now, but anyone else? In that case, would anyone like to propose that we table this motion?
Bob Newman would.
Yes, Jim Maxwell.
Bob, are you going to beat Jim to it?
No, Jim can do it.
That's fine. It doesn't matter. But I just do have one point of order. This is just the part of the amending the bylaws part of the amendment, as opposed to amending the bylaws for removal of directors, because there were two issues in amending the bylaws. Are we tabling the entire thing, or are we tabling just the amendment of the bylaws, amending the bylaws?
I was hoping that we'd amend the entire thing. Otherwise, you haven't amended anything.
Right.
And the reason I say that is if you leave it in effect that half the members of the board can change the bylaws and yet change the other rule. Anytime somebody wants to get rid of somebody, they just change the bylaws and then get rid of the person.
Right.
With a less than super majority. So I was figuring we table the whole thing. But I don't know. That's up to whoever tables it. Well, no, it would be an amendment then instead of tabling.
Yeah. It's kind
because
of
you did present them both, right? They're both one.
It's all in one
proposal.
Motion.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Yeah, it's one motion. So given that, I would move to table the motion until the next meeting.
Okay. Does anyone object to that? Motion tabled. 6B, Marketing Director. This is a motion that Joyce made back in June.
I think it might be June, yes. That's all right.
The motion kind of needs to be addressed. This is the one that I was referring to because while this speaks specifically to a marketing director, I think this motion indicates what we've been talking, what's been the major theme of the night, i.e. that we don't really know who's responsible for what and what committees are doing what volunteers are in charge of what. And I think that the motion as stands, let's hear your comments on it.
Well, could someone please read the motion?
I'll read the motion. Joyce proposes that the board create the position of marketing director. This volunteer should work with the affiliates, membership, and merchandise directors with such responsibilities as getting door prizes and membership forms to local festivals, coordinating ads for Juggle, and developing promotional materials and products, etc.
Sounds good if we just had a person to do it, this voice. It's probably premature to create the position before we have someone who will volunteer to do some of these things. As someone mentioned, it might make more sense to ask a volunteer what they'd be willing to do than to create the position, say, here are your duties, and do it.
This is Kim. I posted it to that effect on the forum. If we're just going to put a list of jobs out there, we really need to write up some job descriptions so people know what they're in for. And the best people to write them are those that are in the positions now, because they know best at this point what's truly been involved with their position.
Both what they've actually been doing and what they wish they had time to do.
Exactly.
Yeah,
Bob, did you say something?
Yeah, I just have one opinion. I think this is where it came up the last time. I'm sorry, I see these as two different jobs. I mean, the one is a fulfillment job. You know, somebody calls up, they want freebies. You contact the ongoing festivals, and you send them freebies, or you try and talk them into having our freebies or whatever. And the other one is, you know, more of a production thing. You know, you try and get more members in, and I'm not sure that these shouldn't be divided functions. I mean, I would be more than willing to volunteer to, if a festival calls, I can get you some stuff. But that other part, that, you know, the innocuous part of, you know, get more members, get more of this, I'm not sure I can do that. So, I mean, I don't know, I'm not sure what Joyce, you know, like if they, you know, if she sees that as an integral part or not.
This is Dave. One of the things in which this led to, and I discussed this a little with Joyce, I think Joyce suggested it, maybe I suggested it, I don't remember anymore. But we thought about putting a place somewhere on the website where we can kind of brainstorm about the individual jobs people do without worrying about who that job is assigned to. And so you take a list of all these various jobs and define each of the individual things that the person does, but don't worry about a position being necessarily the aggregate of those. And then at some point down the road, we sit there and say, okay, now can we find people to do these jobs? So in the case of this one, it would be very much what you just said. maybe we can find somebody who will do this job or this job and subdivide jobs as many ways as we can.
Yeah, this is Bob, and I agree. And my only, like I say, concern is, and like I say, we've got to look at the broader picture of volunteers. It's like the classic case of Mike and Marilyn Sullivan, where they volunteered to be membership directors. And at one point, it almost looked like we were, somebody suggested, well, the membership director should be trying to get more members. That's not what they volunteered for. They volunteered to maintain the membership. So, I mean, that goes back to, like Kim said, defining the jobs. I mean, I don't care what they're called, but there's a guy who's out there who says, I got a computer, I can maintain the membership, I can send out cards, I can do this, I can do that. But don't look to me to get more members for you. That's not my thing. You know what I mean? And I don't know if that makes sense or not.
Yes, I think it does. Someone else that I have a comment?
Yes, it makes good sense, and I agree with Bob that this position is much too large, this marketing director. We don't want them fulfilling, doing a lot. More than anything, I was feeling the need for someone to help us develop some merchandise and a look for the IJA, an overall look, and for some brochures. We have a lot of people asking for some kind of brochure about the IJA, which we've had some in the past, some full-color fold-outs or whatever. We really don't have anything right now, I don't think. Some logo items. There's a lot of marketing that has to do with your look, your branding, or whatever.
Yeah, this is Jim Maxwell, and that sounds more like a PR position, mm-hmm. and I would be all in favor of that. But finding somebody to do that sort of work pro bono is tenuous at best.
This brings up another point that I've been talking with some people about, and that is how to get our members, how to find out who would be possible to a lot of times, if you just call somebody and talk with them, if you know the right person to call, then they're willing to help. They might not come forward and volunteer, but if you just know the right person to call. So I was talking with Dave earlier and to the board, I think, earlier last year about possibly sending out an email and putting it in the magazine that we would like some feedback from our members about their perhaps their profession and their hobbies, anything that they might think they might have some skills that if we need that particular skill that we might call on them. And we won't get everyone to respond, but even if we get 30 or 40% of the people to respond, it'll give us a bank and a database of people that we can perhaps go and ask for specific tasks. I think we need it very badly.
Yeah. This is Dave again. To the position of marketing director, the thing in which I think it's important that the board knows is that the position of marketing director, as outlined here, I tend to agree with the people who have said it's too big for one person. However, I think it's important that we all understand that it's only part of the job that Joyce is currently doing for us. So it may be too big for one person, but right now it's all on Joyce, and unfairly so. And so, yes, we have a problem, but we desperately have a problem that we have jobs that aren't being picked up, and some people, namely Joyce, are doing an inordinate amount of this. We need to get this redistributed. It's not fair to Joyce.
But okay, this is Bob. My only problem is to get those volunteers, though, we've got to define them very clearly because mm-hmm. they're reluctant to volunteer on an open-ended deal. I mean,
yes.
It sounds too big. I mean, if you say, hey, would somebody just contact every fest, that you see on the Internet and say, hey, do you want IJA stuff? I bet we'd have a ton of volunteers. I mean, that could just be one small part, but that's part of that job you're talking about. So, I mean, if we narrow it down, I think there's more people that would volunteer because sometimes what they're describing, I mean, I wouldn't volunteer. It's just like, oh, man, I can't do that. I mean, I'm not sure what it entails,
All right. It sounds like we're pretty much all in agreement. In terms of tonight, are we going to table this motion? let it drop and come up with a different motion at the next meeting? What technique are we going to get out of this tonight?
It was Joyce's motion, right?
It's Joyce. Yeah, Joyce can withdraw it.
What do people want to do? What does Joyce feel? I mean, I'd like to hear her opinion because, I mean, I don't know either. I mean, I'm for going forward with it, but I think we have to explain it clearly, and I think that will help a lot. And with that understanding, I think it's a good motion.
I don't see any problem with going ahead and passing it. Of course, sure. The problem is finding the person.
Yeah.
But first you've got to define the job somewhat, and we've given it a little bit of description here. We mainly need to find a person and ask them what they'd be willing to help us in this position as.
If I understand right, though, if we do that, if we pass this motion, we have to find a person who does exactly what this motion says to do. We will have limited ourselves. Am I correct?
Well, it might be better to just table it and look for someone, but
that's why I thought we were heading toward dropping it.
Yeah, this is Jim Maxwell, and it sounds like strategy is needed before. I mean, certainly the position is needed, but strategy is maybe more important here. And I wish I had some helpful insight on the best way to proceed. But
in that case, may I suggest that we table the motion so that it stays top of mind and is automatically on the next board meeting agenda, and hopefully come up with something during the intervening month.
And this is Kim, and if I could just add, maybe we could also revisit what Bob said at the beginning of this discussion, that it seems like it's a position for two people.
Or three or four.
Exactly.
Right.
That's what we said during the June meeting as well.
Sure.
Tim here, it sounds perhaps like we should try to list all of the smaller jobs within the meta job that Joyce is currently doing, and then we find someone who seems a likely candidate to do at least some of it, ask them which parts of those they are willing and eager to take on.
Okay. Agreed. I'll also add a note here that at some point Joyce only agreed to do what she's doing temporarily, and our time is probably going to run out at some point, so we need to get even some jobs that aren't included in this transferred off of her.
That's correct. I had first said I would just take this until I was elected to be on the board, and that was over a year ago now. But I did have the goal of getting all the inventory to California and getting the store online, and so we're closer. And,
great job.
But I would like to work more with the website and the online store, and not as much directly with the merchandise and all. I feel like I know what the job is now, and it is much easier. Steve Healy is doing a great job in California, by the way. He's doing a terrific job, and it's made my job a lot easier. Alan did fine. He was a good distributor, but he didn't have a warehouse that was set up for us, so it was tough for him to find everything, and that was not his first choice either. So it's working much, much better.
Progress is good. Okay, so what's our action item? How are we going to progress?
I move to table the motion, and Joyce, would you be willing to basically come up with the job description as you see it, and maybe split those up into at least two different categories, one toward the PR side and one toward the logistical, getting door prizes and forms to local festivals?
Yes, I would be happy to write that up, and at the same time, even some of the descriptions for merchandise director as well, and perhaps even split that up so that we can find people to do smaller parts of the job.
Okay, hopefully that can be done on the forums for the Wilton Benefit Front. Right now, though, we have a motion to table in front of the board. Any comment on the motion to table? In that case, I'd like to pass the motion to table by unanimous consent. Any opposed? Motion tabled. Any other old business or comments? Okay, new business, festival coordinator. I wrote a motion that reads as follows. Some proposes that Katya Sedin and Bill Gilliland be festival coordinators for the 2006 IJA Festival. Festival coordinators and the board chair are instructed to follow through with the recommendations of the site selection committee. Purpose of this motion is twofold. One is to make it official that Kutch and Bill are in that position, and two, to give, pass authority to go ahead and sign the contract as soon as it's ready, and I gather we're fairly close to being ready. Comments? Well, if it's that non-controversial, since we're already running longer than I like to go in a meeting. First of all, well, does anyone else want to propose it, or do you want my name on it? I feel a little odd proposing that I do something.
Volunteerism is always encouraged.
Jim Maxwell, I will go on record and propose that
okay.
Bill and Katya be festival coordinators for 2006.
Did you want the identical wording, or do you want to change anything?
The wording from the agenda is fine.
Okay. In that case, anyone else have any comments? Given that, I'd like to pass this by unanimous consent. Any opposed? Motion carries. Most likely, check your in-baskets. We'll probably be sending out a copy of the contract soon to be reviewed in case anyone has comments. We don't have anything right now, but we'll want to be able to act on that fast when it happens. All right, any other new business? Hearing none, next meeting. Anyone have a particular time they like? Guessing Thursday, about a month from now?
Is
looking at
Thursday still the preferred night?
I'm going to assume it's always Thursday unless somebody says a different night is better.
Well, for me, Jim Maxwell, a different night would be better as I'm missing juggling right now. But, you know, mm-hmm. It's not that I never get to juggle, so I'm not going to hold it up if it's a better night for everybody else.
I think last time we concluded that Thursday was a good night. We can revisit this on the forum and pick a night accordingly if you prefer.
This is Bob Newman. I got to miss two tonight, but it's just once a month, so I just figured this is kind of a good time for everybody.
Do we want to thrash this out or wait on it, or what do people want to do?
This is Kim Laird. Really the only day I can't make it is a Wednesday. I can rearrange other schedules.
Does anyone have problems with Tuesdays then?
Yeah, this is Jim Maxwell again. So at the risk of being the real stick in the mud, I'm going to say that Thursdays is fine.
Okay.
Because Tuesdays, at least for next month, are going to create a problem for me. But beyond that, perhaps we can revisit it. But for next month, let's go ahead and stick with Thursday.
All right. Given that, Thursday the 22nd is right before Portland. I don't like doing it then. How about the 15th?
Sounds good. Yeah, that's fine.
Works for me. Tim here.
Okay. How's the time work out for people?
This is Bob. I like it.
All right. Thursday the 15th, 8 o'clock Eastern time will be our next meeting. If it doesn't work out, we'll change it later. Anything else? In that case, would somebody like to propose a motion to adjourn?
This is Kim. I'll make the motion to adjourn.
Okay. We have a motion to adjourn. I'd like to pass that by unanimous consent. Any opposed? Hearing no opposition, we adjourn this meeting at 9:10 Eastern
9:10.
Time.
9:10, yeah.
9:10 Eastern Time by unanimous consent. Thank you all very much for the forums.
David?
Yes?
Do you want me to post this to the Board Plus forum? Do you want me to email it out to the directors? How do you want me to deal with what I've got now?
Well, you can do it to Board Plus, or I'm going to try to find a way so you can just directly change it here where we have it online here in the near future. Or, I mean, this time I'll probably do it.
So do you want me to just mail it to you then?
Yeah, just mail it to me, and I'll put it up here in this location, and then everybody can look at it, and it will just evolve from agenda to draft minutes. And we'll go ahead and make the links live.
And I would like to thank Dave, I'd like to thank Dave and Joyce for all the work they've been putting in on the new website.
You're here.
It's gorgeous.
Great.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks all for a good meeting, and we'll work on those organizational problems. I do think they're one of our larger issues. Okay?
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, all.
Good night, everybody. Good night.